Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no
sweat on my
breath.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle, and I believe the 4-year anniversary of his death. Welcome back into Clippers Talk. Clippers fall in Memphis 108-94 to the Grizzlies. In game two of this two-game mini-series, Clippers on a back-to-back. They'll be in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans tomorrow. Got an update for you on Eric Gordon, who Coach Lou was asked about post-game. Said he didn't know his status, but he left the game or didn't play in the second half because of right hip soreness. Kawhi didn't play because apparently a minutes restriction. And I just saw this from Andrew Greif of the LA Times. Norm Powell and Russell Westbrook said they weren't aware Kawhi would play only the first half, so it wasn't something they could prepare for. Russ said, I don't know if anybody knew, but that was something that Kawhi and the medical staff figured out, but no, I didn't know. In the audio that we had post-game from Coach Lou, we didn't hear a question regarding Kawhi, I believe, regarding the situation with him just playing the first half 18 minutes and not playing in the second half because he wants to play on this back-to-back as the Clippers, again, are in New Orleans in a huge ball game tomorrow against the Pelicans. All right, let's get to Chuck Mockler from Clips and Dip, does the podcast with myself and Will Updike. Chuck, how did you feel about Kawhi playing the first half and not the second half in this one? I know a lot of Clipper Nation is left scratching their heads about this move.
I mean, as we all should be. This was more – I mean, it was a very weird thing to happen – in a very weird season for the Clippers. And it happened to happen in, you know, there's 5 games left. So scratching their head, I'm kind of speechless about it, to be honest. It was, I mean, your quote said it all. The guys didn't know this was going to happen. Ty Lue seemed a little frustrated in the post-game presser. I think a lot of us feel for that because, I don't know. It was kind of clear this wasn't the plan from the start, because why would you play the first half just so you could sit out the second and play again tomorrow? It just doesn't – it didn't really add up from the beginning, and I don't know if it ever will, but I think it's a kind of microcosm of the season for the Clippers.
Apparently Ty Lue said he does expect Kawhi to be able to play his full workload tomorrow, so I guess he was pressed on it. But, yeah, it's tough to understand this one. Look, I think you'd say better to have Kawhi Leonard – play some than not at all, because they were up 20 with him. He was a plus 12 out there. He wasn't the reason that they gave up that lead in the second quarter. And it wasn't like they were up 20 at the half and then he doesn't play in the second half and they got ambushed like that. He didn't play early on in the second quarter, and that's where things swung back in favor of the Memphis Grizzlies. When did you see this game turn, though?
I mean, it was a three-guard lineup. But real quick, I know he was good in the first half, which is great, but the taking him out thing, it's just tough because it was so sudden. So I think that leads some Clippers fans' minds to worry a little bit, which I think might be just fair, given again, the oddity of just having him play the first half. But where I think everything kind of went wrong was the three-guard lineup, which makes sense. Ty was trying to pivot from probably a game plan that he made a whole game for. So I think it was a three-guard lineup. The turnovers were brutal as well. It was just the tone was nice for the first quarter. It was great. We had a good defensive intensity, but then it just slipped away. Batum didn't have his best game. I don't know, man. It kind of fell apart in all the usual ways.
Yeah, the Clippers had just 3 turnovers in that first quarter. They end up with 18, so they had 15 the rest of the way. They had five of those in the second. I want to say six more of them in the third quarter. Offensively, you know, they weren't good enough on that end because Memphis still only scored 108. Like, it's the Clippers' offense that let them down. Their three-point shooting, they've been so red-hot. Okay, you expect some regression to the mean, but they started off this game well from the outside, and then things just cratered for them, and they end up shooting 38% from the field. The ball movement didn't look the same, even though they did have 26 assists. I don't know if Coach Lou said there was a nasty flow to the ball game. We've heard that used to describe the Clippers' offense a few different times over the last week, but you know, it just didn't look like the same team, especially Russell Westbrook and Robert Covington. And look, they weren't going to go 12 for 12 from the outside. We knew that going in. They just had really poor offensive outings compared to what we saw Wednesday night, though.
Yeah, and it makes sense a little bit, though, right? We were going against a more fuller Memphis Grizzlies squad. You know, you look at that first quarter, Ja Morant scored, what, two, not very many points. He didn't really finish this one on anything, you know, super incredible stat line-wise. But, I mean, when you have this many jumpers and you have a cold night, this is what happens. Like, the process to get these jumpers is good, but when the shots aren't falling, I think it looks a lot worse. So, like you said, ball movement in the first quarter was great. And, yeah, it's just – We need, with Paul George out, we need someone, you know, we need two or three guys to kind of make one Paul George and then another guy to step up, and it just didn't happen tonight.
Terrence Mann also had an off night. He was 1 for 7. Bones Highland, who has been so good over the last four games, 4 of 14. He was a minus 20 out there. I still like the fact that he got 14 shots up in 24 minutes and attempted seven three-pointers. This kid is fearless. I've said this before, but if the defensive effort is there, if he's not turning the ball over much, they got to be able to find some minutes for him because there is something there that he taps into that this Clippers team really needs.
Yeah, I think Law Murray tweeted it, how there was going to be 10 guys playing for kind of 9 spots tonight. And I think that's going to light a fire and make Bones kind of go for it a little harder in these last couple games because Norm still is trying to get worked back. I think he probably has, you know, the spot over Bones right now. But Bones was really efficient in a couple games before this. If he can tap back into that and kind of help us turn it around in these final four games, that'll help him see some time in the playoffs for sure.
And this Pelicans game tomorrow, it's like a play-out type game. Like, to stay out of the play-in, you got to win this game. And Brandon Ingram has been on a tear, and they've dominated the Clippers the last few years, including the play-in game. They've won 8 of their last 9 games, and they just played last Saturday. Different Clippers team, though. Obviously no Marcus Morris, and they were going right at him early in that first quarter. I'm hoping this time, because we talked about it in our preview on Clips and Dip, that Kawhi Leonard's got to be on Brandon Ingram to keep him from getting a rhythm early on in the ball game, because once he gets one, it's hard to shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, if Kawhi Leonard, and it's kind of hard to say this a little bit, right? But, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, he didn't play that second half. The medical team seemed like it was a good idea. He's going to be fully rested. We need inevitable Kawhi tomorrow on both ends. You're totally right. He's got to be on BI. He's got to make it difficult for him right from the jump. I love what Nick Batum did tonight in the first quarter with his defensive intensity. Since he's been in the starting lineup, that's really raised when the game has started. But, I mean, all eyes are going to be on Kawhi tomorrow night after what happened today. So we got to hope he's at his very best.
And, you know, the last time there were eyes on him for the wrong reasons with that poor possession late against the OKC Thunder, he came back the very next game and went 13 of 15 with 32 points. And it looked like, and I know he doesn't hear any of these things, but some of the press clippings or what some people were saying about Dort putting him in the torture chamber may have been caught on Kawhi's radar because he was, you know, unreal in that ball game and as inevitable as he could be, 13 of 15 from the field. So I'm hopeful Kawhi can bounce back with a huge, complete game, and Coach Lou did say he expects him to play his usual minutes tomorrow. Tip time for that one is at 5:30. We got Clippers countdown at 4:30. Clippers in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans. Chuck, appreciate you doing this tonight, my friend. Unfortunately, after a loss this time, but it's in the contract. What can we do about it?
Hey, I got to get someone to take a look at that thing. Maybe I'll be on tomorrow after they win.
Okay, I'm down for it. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
He is Charles Mockler of Clips and Dip Pod. Does it with myself and Will Updike. Clippers lose tonight in Memphis, 108-94. Kawhi plays just the first half. Held out in the second half to get ready for tomorrow's game. So Clippers got one going against the Pelicans in one of the biggest games of the season until the next game, you know. That's how it goes right now. There's four remaining. It feels like a postseason started early in the NBA. Playoff positioning. Everybody's aware of the standings. It is imperative for the Clippers to get this victory over the Pelicans tomorrow. More Clippers talk next. We'll get back to your phone calls, 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. You're listening to The Patriot, AM 1150. For more on this episode of Clippers Talk, where you'll hear from Coach Lou postgame, and we'll update you on the standings and tell you who you should be scared of, just search Clippers Talk. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeart. We're ubiquitous. Big word. I think I got it right. Yeah, Clippers Talk. Check it out.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.